So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Why everybody should have a podcast. That's what today's session is about. Now, I was just looking at some of our podcast stats. We've been running a podcast since, I think, 2015, I want to say. This is our season eight, our eighth year, and we actually call it seasons, and the season goes from January to December, and I can probably have a look at this and just see how many we've actually done. We've done an awful lot of podcasts, and because we've got 8 years worth of experience in creating podcasts, and sometimes, you know, we've done a podcast every day, for example, for months on end. That's quite difficult to do, obviously. And then other times we've done hardly anything, right? And so through that 8 years of experience, that has actually taught us quite a few different things. One of the really big things that it's taught us is that if you're not consistent with your podcasts, and by the way, I'm an all in or not in kind of guy. I don't do things by halves. If I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose a lot of weight. If I'm going to hit the gym, I'm going to hit the gym hard every single day. I can't just do three times a week, right? But what I've learned is that if I'm not consistent with my podcast, the viewing figures go right down. And so if you're going to start podcasting, which you should be doing for the reason I'm going to talk about, but you should be consistent with your podcast, which means go live twice a week, but make sure you go live twice a week every week for the next 12 months. Don't go live twice a week and then next week go live five and then keep trying to do five and then you get kind of burnt out and then you drop down to zero. Now, by the way, I am 100% hypocrite on this because I don't do that. I'm either going to do the podcast and I'm going to try and do it every day or I'm not. And I'm really bad at just trying to be, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday would be a great three times a week on a podcast. Doesn't have to be long. You don't even need to do video such as this, although it's better if you do for reasons which I'll talk about down below. But you should just be recording audio. Record yourself on your phone. That's what I used to do. I can't do them on these phones because there's no plug-in. But I used to have a lapel microphone. I'd plug it into my phone and I would drive to the shops for whatever reason, 10 minutes, and I would record a podcast. I'd pull that out. I'd edit it before we had a team of staff to do it for us. And then we'd publish that out. And that was really good. That got me to be really consistent with our ability to create these podcasts. But eventually you get burned out by doing 5, 6, 7 podcasts a week. And so then you end up doing none for months, right? And so there's a direct correlation here between the number of inquiries that we would have as a business coming in and the number of consistent podcasts that we would do. And so if you're not going to get consistent on your podcasts, you're going to struggle with them. And so you should absolutely be doing your podcasting on a consistent basis. Now, let me just go here. I don't know if it'll tell me how many podcasts we've got. Let me just have a quick look on a dashboard on Libsyn we use. I don't know why it doesn't tell me how many podcasts we've done. But we've done 8 years. We got to previously published. And I think we're about 800 in. 800 podcasts. Stats will tell me, won't it? Duh. 800 podcasts is an awful lot of podcasts, I think you'll find. I can't find it. I'll just crack on, shall I? why can't I see how many podcasts we've done? Now, when you think about how many actual downloads you're getting, and that can go up and down as well, but Libsyn gives you a whole bunch of stats. When you look at, you know, how many people are listening to the podcast and compare that with how many people are wanting to talk to us to, you know, talk about digital marketing or property sourcing or website design. There's a direct correlation between how much we actually go live, like we're doing now, and how many podcasts we do and how many leads that we get. And so when we talk about why you should have a podcast, number one absolutely is that it gets you into a wider audience than you could reach before. You know, in the olden days, back in the 80s and early 90s, before we had the internet, and even the 90s and early noughties, really, like, how do you get out and speak to as many people as possible? That's really hard to do. You could get yourself on radio And you've got 3 minutes. I mean, unless you got your own half hour show, but who had that in the '90s? Nobody, right? And so the accessibility of getting to a wider audience is much more difficult, or was much more difficult than it is today. And so one of the big things about podcasting, I'm just looking at where we get our downloads per country. In the UK, that's where most of our people come from. But also we get people from the States. We get people from Canada, like every India. I'm just looking at the map. Australia, South Africa, Colombia, Ghana, South Africa, the UAE, Sweden, Japan, Indonesia. I mean, we get people listening from all over the world, but we get most people coming in from the UK. And obviously we have a UK audience, our customers are in the UK, but we don't mind people obviously listening all around the world. You know, if they find it interesting, then that's awesome. But it gets us access to a much wider audience. Now, do we sell to people overseas? Generally not, although we've got a couple of clients in Australia now, randomly. And we've had people in America use us before. But it just gets us out to a wider audience. While someone's listening to my podcast for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, they're in the car driving, they're on the tube, they're sat on the toilet. Like, you know, people listen to podcasts at all sorts of places, while they're out running, doing a workout and so on. I'm in their head. I'm talking, giving advice in their head. They're listening to me. Where else can I do that? I can't go to a networking event and have someone's sole attention for 30 minutes. Not quite sole attention, because I might be doing other things, but I can't get their attention for 30 minutes other than if I'm speaking at an event. But I can with a podcast. And so this is going to get you into a wider audience. Some people don't watch Facebook. They don't log into Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. They don't watch YouTube. They're not on Instagram. And so they're not able to see that you even exist. And so that wider audience is kind of a two-part process here. One is so that people see that you exist, and then you invite them back to your social media platforms, or they, you know, now they know that you exist, they go onto your website, and then you can hit them up with retargeting adverts and so on. That's the first step. And the second step is where they become a fan or an audience member in some way. If they get to know who you are, and they get to like who you are, hopefully. And if not, you know, we said this a million times, they're going to love you or they're going to hate you. Either is fine. If they're going to hate you, they're never going to waste my time on a phone call. If they're going to love me, they're going to get on a phone call. They're going to buy what we sell. We're going to have a long-term relationship as clients. And that's wonderful. They'll come out to Spain for the business retreat. We'll have a few cocktails on the beach. Happy, happy, happy days, right? All that comes from getting yourself out to a wider audience, which, you know, an audio podcast has this unique method of getting whatever content, whatever advice, whatever life advice it is that you have out there. So people, like I say, they're going to hate you or they're going to love you. And I get both. I tend not to get abuse, despite me trying really hard. It gets you out to a wider audience, and that's one of the main keys. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.